This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is time for Nan Cohen Total Talk. The holiday is just about upon us, so we'll get to Dorothy's candies in a little bit. But it's about those resolutions when it comes to all of your insurance needs, and no one does it better than the Obernauer Insurance Agency, obernauerinsuranceagency.com. The man, the myth, the legend, Summer Obernauer is here with us. But to begin the show, as always, the host of Nan Cohen Total Talk. Here she is. Let's say good morning to Nan Cohen.
Morning, buddy.
How are you? Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been...
Tell everybody what you brought me.
It's been a couple long days here.
I'm sure.
Menchmen. I told you I'd bring them for you.
You know what? I'm just going to freeze them and look at them for the next year.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
The head broke off one of them
already. We decapitated one of them on the way.
Does somebody actually sell them as...
Yeah.
That's where? Can I get those?
Patty Cake Bakery, Bloomfield.
Nice.
Yeah, I worked on that with her. You know who got the biggest kick out of those Menchmen?
Who?
Joe Dantisi.
Did he?
He loved them.
Aww.
Yeah, he loved them. He loved everything about them.
Is that where you got the Humintush last year?
Yes.
Yeah, those were
incredible.
Don't show off now. What did you just say? You're showing off. What did you...
At Purim, there's a triangle pastry called
a
Humintush.
You were forgetting
that.
Not my connection.
They were covered with chocolate. They were obscenely delicious.
Yeah.
We need to do a whole show on like Jewish bakeries.
Yeah.
And Jewish food.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people want to know about this stuff. I want to know about this stuff.
Yeah.
And you're the go-to person, so let's get it done.
Okay, let's do this thing. Ready?
No, nobody wants...
We'll do that in the beginning of the year. No, well, let's slide that after.
Nobody wants my advice today.
Yes, we do.
No.
Yes, we do.
I mean, so
I want to save money on my insurance, but have great coverage.
But he must have something.
So I started the day yesterday. I watched Indiana lose.
Oh,
so
it got worse.
It's 13-0. You know, the Steelers are winning. Carol goes to me. Do you want to go to Costco and and IKEA and whatnot? And I say no. I'd say I'm going to watch the Steelers and go watch the Penguins.
Should have went to Costco.
I should have went to Costco. I was so
horrible,
so miserable. Like I said, so if people are using my insurance knowledge based on my sports decisions yesterday,
all right, so
it's just
one question.
Don't do it.
One question, because we're going to be really drilling down on this later today on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Is it time for Tomlin?
Who's going to say no?
I don't think in our lifetime, the Rooneys have never fired
you
a coach.
They never fired
somebody midseason until this year.
Canada, 1940 was the last
time. Yeah.
How about an assistant for him?
No.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger.
No. Yeah, like how about an assistant for him? Something needs
change. How about some players?
Like I say, I have my own problems.
Listen, let me tell you how bad they are. Yeah. I don't even think you'd underwrite their insurance.
Yeah.
That's how bad they're playing right now.
Yeah.
But we still love
them. I'm not 7-7, so.
But the Penguin game was worse.
Penguin game was worse.
Come on, guys. Let's show them. We still love them. There are our
no, we don't.
City.
I got my menchmen. That's all I care
about.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay,
right,
well, you menchmen over there.
So maybe they should make some resolutions.
Catch the ball. Throw the ball. Tackle.
Catch that interview, Rob.
We love them, but it's just not our year.
Yeah.
They need the menchmen on the team, right?
As their mascot.
There you go. Yeah.
That's my official mascot from here on out.
The menchmen.
Oh, I love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have like this odd... This is an odd time of year for you because, you know, you're starting up with certain people, finishing up things for certain people. It's a, what's the pulse of what's going on at the Open Hour Insurance
Yeah,
agency?
I mean, you know, you're a prime, you're an example. I mean, this week you called me twice about different people who were going to start something new in 2024 that they weren't doing in 2023. And it's like, okay, well, here are the details that I need and let's figure it out. I mean, people make resolutions for different things, or plans now at this time of year for different things. You know, some people are still catching up on what they were, on what they swore they were going to do last January. And other people are saying, okay, I'm going to get a jump on 2024 and work on this stuff now. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, losing weight or, you know, going to the gym, or healthy eating. I mean, these are, more personal things that deal with themselves and their family and their overall, health and safety. And that's what we deal with.
But when you're talking about those kind of things, don't they all kind of tie together for you? People don't realize how they don't really take care of, right?
Yeah.
We talk about this. If it's your car, you got to go get it inspected. You got to get it tuned up. You got to go do these things. But for some reason, people don't always come to the conclusion until something happens, I should have, would have, could have. And I think you get caught in a lot with people because they're coming to you with, this is what's happened.
And sometimes things happen that are out of their control. You know, we talked in one of the shows recently about how all of a sudden there's an uptick in the housing, in the housing market. And, lo and behold, the Federal Reserve Board did not change interest rates. And all of a sudden, mortgage rates have dropped close to 0.75 point in the last 3 weeks, causing people to say, I know it's the holidays, but maybe it's time that we want to do stuff. And I have quoted insurance for new home purchases since we were on last week, more than I normally do the entire month of December. But again, out of their control, but it's something that they're reacting to.
But that's what, it's always changing, but people don't think that, like, your insurance is such a key in any, whether it's your life insurance, your home insurance, your car insurance.
Right.
You know, there's not a person in the world that hasn't felt the pinch of a, ooh, look at my car insurance.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Right?
No.
It's constantly there's forms on these different social media platforms that are like, how can this be? And people were conversing like, I'm older. I was supposed to be, my rates are supposed to go down. Haven't had accidents, no tickets. And yet they're seeing the highest rates ever. But, you start looking at all these different pieces. And I think, true to it is I always preach with Summer. He is there to educate you. He's there to show you what you need to do. You can't control life. You can't walk in and tell the feds, don't do this, right? There's people caught in, it's 7% where mortgages are sitting. They're still buying houses, right?
Right.
The cars are where they're at, right? They're still buying them.
And I tell people, be so happy you're in Western Pennsylvania, because what we are seeing here is nothing compared to New York, New Jersey, California, Florida, Georgia. It is It's crazy. Even in eastern Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia market, it's a totally different picture than what's going on in western Pennsylvania. And even, you know, in eastern Ohio, in Steubenville, or northern West Virginia, in Weirton and whatnot, we're just seeing different pictures. Still not great pictures, but a heck of a lot better than around the country.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let me tell you, I was playing around on your website this week.
You're playing around?
I was playing around.
No wonder nobody can get on it, because you're playing around on my website.
I was. He has this, you know, really dynamic video out there right now, so we were trying to match it up and find a place to put it on your website. So we were playing on it, and it talks about your book Before You Go, so it's all there. But it's interesting when you're looking at the volume of information you put out there for people. Take 2 minutes. Go read it. It's all about the education. And educate yourself. And if you don't get your answer there, give his office a call. He's literally a click away from his website. And
yeah, that's actually a good resolution, for people to make.
And yeah, I thought to myself, this is just take just 2 minutes, right? You do everything else for you, every other part of your life. This is something you really need to take a look at. Obenauer Insurance Agency, that's Obenauer insuranceagency.com. Phone number is 412-489-6443. Rob's going to take a break for us.
As always, you can listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or on the Odyssey app. But you can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. We are streaming right now, Nanco and Total Talk. So just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. All right, listen, Summer, you have to do this now. About Joey Votto.
No, I will not. No.
I'm going to do it then.
Well,
wait. According to Summer Obernauer. Listen.
I saw this on social media. Let me clarify.
Let me just tell you, this is what happens when everybody says what goes on when you're not live.
Hey, Mr.
This is what happens.
Listen, Mr. Nutting, I will personally deliver a dozen menchmen for him. And by the way, that's Nans. So when this thing goes worldwide, and I'm going to do everything I can to do it, I love it. It'd be great. Every Jewish deli and bakery from coast to coast should have some menchmen for the holiday season. And you can use them for Hanukkah, and we'll take them for Christmas. So I love it. But anyway, he said something, and I love my Pirates, and I'm getting all excited. Pirate Fest, January 6th, David L. Lawrence Convention Center. And Summer said this, and you're not getting out of the building. And Marlene actually works for the Pirates, too. So tell everybody what you saw on social media.
No, I'm going to send you the link.
I'm going to tell everybody. So Joey Votto.
Tell everybody.
Summer doesn't want to say it.
He's in a chair, and he's putting a sweater on, and he's singing, "It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood." And you know who that guy was, the great Fred Rogers. Okay, hold it. Give me.
Oh.
Press on the link.
No, I'm not going to do it now because I'm going to save the audio, but he's putting on a cardigan sweater.
Right.
And he is wearing pirate socks.
Puts on pirate socks. Yeah. And I don't know what it means.
Listen, I know he's a little older now, but I'd take Joey Votto in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
He'd be great. So I'm going to definitely check that out later. So
we'll be playing at that at the next commercial break.
He's wearing a cardigan sweater, singing "It's a Beautiful Day," and he's putting on pirate socks.
Yeah.
So? What's that mean?
You could be doing that too.
Yeah, but why is he wearing pirate socks?
I'm just...
just something to think about. Give me something to...
The fact that you brought it up and he didn't know anything about it.
Well, listen, I've been a little busy lately, but you need to text me when you see stuff like that, Summer.
You could get on it. Put him on your text chain.
Listen, when the Steelers are losing by 21, you search social media for other stuff.
Oh, good stuff, Summer. Good stuff.
Yeah.
This is what you want to do on your last show of the year, for sure.
I just want to make sure he doesn't leave with my phone and I leave with his phone. That might there's not enough insurance in the world to cover that.
Swap that phone out. You got insurance for it?
That's pretty cool, though. Anyway.
Okay, well, you made his day. Twice we've made his day. You and I. Marlene, you got to keep this up. Marlene, you got to do something.
Yeah. She just being here makes my day.
Yeah.
Cushy.
But listen, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to let you get back to your show. But
Thanks.
The Menchmen, I got to tell you, this I see global implications there. These are the cutest, most awesome thing in the world. And you know, my favorite Christmas cookie is a gingerbread cookie that my sister's been making forever. God bless her, Mel. If you're out there, much love. But Menchmen are like a close side by side. I love it.
Nobody knows why they're different. So,
listen. Well, I could say something that would turn this into a garage, but I'm not going to do it. But
well,
listen,
they are different. They're not your typical ginger.
How did you come up with it? I just have to ask. I remember this last year, but I forgot that you were the one that penned it because this seems like something Madison Avenue would do.
Because I'm smart like that.
But this could be Elf on the Shelf.
That's right.
They have Mensch on the bench already.
But that's not edible.
Sitting next to Joey Votto on the Pirates bench. Okay.
At the break, you can look at the video.
So I could tell you, people want to know all the time, what do you really talk about? What do you really do? Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
We just broadcast it.
That's why you want to go to him for all your insurance, because he's a lot of fun and he's smart.
I mean, insurance should be a relationship. There's something to say about, you know, people actually caring about you. And, you know, Nan talks about educating as opposed to you're just another number. Mm-hmm. And we really individualize, you know, a policy for a person depending on what they need. And as you're reviewing, you know, 2023, everybody's needs have and issues have changed this year. Some for the better, some for the worse. I mean, you know, some daughters got engaged, you know, in Italy. Some other people are having babies, and you know, we've lost people. So let's reflect. Let's enjoy the holidays. Let's enjoy our families or friends or whomever you're going to be with. And I mean, you know, I'm not like Weight Watchers, you know, or Jenny Craig or whatnot. You're going to have a gym membership after 90 days. That was a great idea, but I'm not going to follow through. I mean, we follow through. And, you know, when you're with me, you know, this resolution lasts, you know, a minimum of a year. You know, you can be assured that, you know, what we're referring to, what we're recommending, you know, is the right thing for you. And if something changes in the middle of the year, then we'll change it in the middle of the year. It's nothing that you are, you know, you're required to keep. It's flexible. It's a living document. And we will adjust as you adjust.
You know, I have to be real honest with you. I have Desire Zero to be here right now.
Yeah.
100%. And if it wasn't for Rob and if it wasn't for Mal telling me, you got to do this. Mm. He wouldn't want it any other way. But it's people like you that is why I'm here. So just to throw that in there, because when we tell you there's in Yiddish, as Rob is just so attracted to, when you talk about Mensch, Summer's name comes up, you know, he does everything he can possibly do for clients. And as odd as it seems, he will talk to you. It's not a computer. It's not a program. It's not a model. It's not a script he's reading from. It's literally somebody commented, I caught him in the car heading off to do some work. And I said, let me catch you there. Almost, I felt like Rob Pratt there for a minute. But people were like, he's like, you're it. So, you know, he's the real deal. And I've been saying it for years, but I wouldn't have been here today. But I'd rather stayed in bed with the blankets.
Yeah, but you better be with me in the noon hour with the Costa family and everyone at this Feast of the Seven Fishes, because nobody loved that more than your husband. So you better show up and spend some time with me Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And bring your mensch men.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I want you there. We love you.
I know. Okay, so to Summer.
To Dan.
It's the resolution thing. You do it, we do it. But to all the listeners out there, you know, this doesn't cost you anything. Pick up that phone. You know, you're heading into the new year. Majority of the time, you can change things. Sometimes you can't change things. But I have to tell you, he's pretty savvy at looking at what needs to be done. And if there's, you know, somewhere where you can save some money or you need to change some things up, you're there to tell him.
Yeah, and there are times that we've talked about that. What people have is the right thing for them to have. Maybe tweak this or tweak that. And we tell them that too. We are only doing what is right, you know, for the customer and for their family and for what they need to protect.
And with that being said, reach out, because his book, Before You Go, hit it. It's all over. It's on every platform that you can possibly have it. And he's got the copies. He's made the runs of them. They're printed. They're sitting there. And you will thank him for it. And the books are at no charge. So that's what you do for all of us.
Postage is going up again the first of the year.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Obenauer Insurance Agency, Obenauer, insuranceagency.com. And Summer, give me your phone number.
412-489-6443.
Wishing you all the best into the new
year. Same to you. Happy holidays to you, your family, Rob,
right
you,
back, right
Donna.
Back, yeah.
Thank you, Marlene. Enjoy your four-day break between Christmas and Valentine's Day.
And here's what I need you to do. I need you to go in there with Zach or my producer, because some gentleman just called and he has an insurance question. So I want you to, if you could go talk to him. We'll get to you, Jack, off the air in just a moment. Stay with us. Back with more in a moment. Yeah, you remind me of my mother. I can't tell a lie with you.
Did I tell you?
Okay, Donna? Just relax. We're on the air now.
I just know you, buddy.
Inquiry minds want to know, but it's a good lie.
But
I told you the truth. Listen, Marlene is here from Dorothy's Candies, and what better place than here just days before the Christmas holiday. But what amazes me, we were just talking to Summer, as quickly as Christmas comes and go, and you know, the Hanukkah lights are out, it'll be Valentine's Day and Easter, so it never ends, does it, Marlene?
No. We get a couple days, maybe. But we already have been talking about Easter, Valentine. I mean, all of the production, you know, has to be done far in advance of planning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already on that.
Great stuff. And if you are watching this stream at KDK Radio, of course, on Nan's page, you see all the beautiful boxes, and they're full of delicious treats for sure. Nan.
You know, it still says, it just screams when you walk in there. Yum, yum, yum.
It's a fun place to walk into.
Yeah. I mean, it's always hop in there, but this time of year, and then the upcoming season of Valentine's Day and Easter, it's just empowering to watch the inner mechanics of really what goes on down there. Now, I have to tell you, we created a little bit of a frenzy because we were on KDKA, a couple other stations here in the city, and we were talking about, you know, the seasonal stuff that comes up. And boom, I don't know if people haven't had the peppermint bark or they just were wanting to try it, but I can't believe what was carried out of there and purchased.
Well, you know,
it's just not a box anymore. It's boxes.
Right. We promote and add new bark flavors in,
all
and it's giving people the idea that all of that is so delicious. And you can't beat anything peppermint. You know?
I have zero cranberry bark on me. I just want everybody to know. Whoever's asked me for
we have cranberry bark.
You have one?
It's right here.
I have zero left. And I've really tried to surprise some people. I'm just haven't been out doing my regular thing. But I'm out. People have asked me because, well, I guess I said there was whole cranberries in it.
Yes.
And people are like, no way. I think they want to see it because they don't believe it because they're so used to getting the little itty bitty pieces of a flavoring. And I'm like, oh gosh, this is loaded.
It's delicious.
Yeah. And I think I had the last box of last week's stuff of mm-hmm. the dark and white.
no, that
it's
we're
the black and white cookie
it.
That I'm thinking about for Rob, you know, since we're on all the
so much
the,
good
the Jewish
stuff going around.
But oh my God, it's just outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And people were all about the potato chip log.
It's one of my favorites.
Because people don't understand. They don't make that all year.
No.
The creaminess of it, the potato chip in it, it just all hits it right.
It's like a melt-away center inside, and it has all the broken up, crunched up potato chip pieces. It's delicious.
I stopped down there late Thursday, and it was funny because I had Bob Gestell, the owner of Dorothy's. He did apologize. I spoke to him yesterday. Actually, I was speaking to him and he was mixing. Actually, I was speaking to him and he was tasting. Yeah. I mean, he was busy.
He's hands on.
Oh, yeah. And he said he will never, ever close the door, even if it was locked. If somebody came up to the door, he would unlock it. So we were down there late, very late. It was just about to close. We were finishing up and they went over, they locked the door. And all of a sudden, here comes the face at the door. Like,
that's right.
Oh, my God, you're closed. And I said, wait. And I'm trying to talk to him through the door. Yeah. And we opened it up. And how much fun is it when you can, you know, they needed stocking stuffers. And he came across these, your three pack are all decorated. Mm-hmm. Perfect for the stocking.
Right. That's three pretzel rods in that
package.
He
just grabbed them. They were all decorated differently. And he grabbed them. And he's like, this is what I need. And then he went on, I got to get this and I got to get that. And we all ran around the store getting his order. And he's like, you guys are great. And I'm like, this is just what we do.
It's a
fun time. I don't even work there. You know, I don't even work there and I'm helping them. But
well, look, if you're coming to the store, it's for a fun time. I mean, you know, it's so pleasant to walk in there and see everything like that.
So, Rob, you'll laugh. You'll like this one. I was in the store and somebody says to me, I guess I ran down the beginning of the week. I went one day. Donna was going to go, but she couldn't. And I ran down there. And I'm standing up at the register and I was looking for something. And somebody walks in. They're all, can we help you? It's always the question on somebody's help. Can we help you? Yeah. I hear that Nan Cohen on KDK radio and she's always talking about those turkey legs. I'm getting one this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
they all look at me. I'm like, oh, you're going to tell her who I am? She was after. She goes, oh, my God, I'm meeting you and I'm getting a turkey leg. But it was funny. It's like, you know, you talk about this and this was the year she had to come down and get the turkey leg. So she couldn't believe how heavy the box was. I'm like, yeah, it's hard to, you know, it's a visual thing. It's a, you know, you got to have it and look at it. But she was shocked. She's like, oh, my God. She goes, this is going on our holiday table. And
right.
Of course,
for people out there who's never had it, they need to know that it's not just for a single person.
Oh,
it,
gosh,
it
no.
feeds, you know, a
seven
nice
people.
Amount of people. Right.
But it was funny because she said, oh, I want them at both ends of my table. Mm-hmm. So she left with a few. But I had a laugh. And just hearing it, you know, sometimes you got to see it. And I said to her, you know, and she did make a big drive for it. And I said to her, you know, you can get online. She goes, I can get online now that I know
right.
I see everything in the store. But it's been incredible. We talk about these trays. There's nothing more elegant than the trays that we put, that you put out. I say we all the time. You put out.
No, you're very much a part
Well,
of
I'm there a lot.
Yes.
But it's like, you know, Rob being at Coons, I'm at Dorothy's, right? That's how it rolls. But it's funny, that tray, I couldn't believe how many. It's just perfect for everybody. Somebody was asking one of the sales staff, and they're like, is this in there? Yes. Is this in there? Yes. So it's a great, great thing to have on hand.
I'd like people to know too that tray that is being shown right now, that's a wonderful item. But we also do trays that contain the pieces of chocolate as well as pretzels.
Oh yeah.
So that's a nice mixture. And we sell a lot of that as well.
Yeah. And unfortunately you've been to the situation where, you know, we can customize and make if you want all those pretzels. They will have pretzel trays. They're always around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when people want specific things, yeah, we can do it, no problem. But that's why we tell you to call and get that stuff done, because you can't walk in and expect. I mean, they are so busy in the back just to keep all the, you know, pop out a pretzel tray for you with specific dark and specific.
That's right.
Yeah. So we always ask you to at least call ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Cherries.
We just made a bunch of cherries.
Heard yesterday. And you know, it's funny, in the middle of the conversation with Robert, he says to me, Nan, these cherries are just amazing. Like, he just went off on this whole cherry tangent. I guess he was somewhere by them. I mean, it's a process to make them. That's the first
thing. Oh, it is. Yes.
You have no idea what the process is, but it's not just let's make cherries today. It starts and it's a couple days, and then, you know, they have to liquefy, right?
We like to let them sit for almost a week so that
it's a big process.
Right, the right cordial process.
And he wasn't even doing cherries, but he just went off and he's like, you know, and he started talking about his mom. And, you know, this is the exact recipe in those cherry cordials. This is not your, I'm going to say it because I don't say this often. This isn't your typical drugstore, grocery store box of cherry, chocolate cover cherries. First of all, these are cherry cordials. The juice in them, the cherry. And he took a moment to reflect on, you know, this was his mom's recipe, and it's the same as if she was standing in the kitchen making it as he is having it done today. And I just thought, you got to give him that moment, man. So, like I said, Mar, I talked to him for a long time yesterday, and I think he was checking up on me more than I was checking up on him. But we definitely – that just took my breath away when he was that – into that cherries.
Yeah, he's very proud of his mom on what she has created so many years ago, 76 years ago, and he likes to keep that going. And why not? It has always been, again, 76 years. It's very popular, and that's what the people are coming in for. So they don't want anything different.
And they've never had it, and he's never compromised. He won't make the product. And you know that there's been issues with obtaining certain things, ingredients, boxes, whatever.
Oh.
And he's been the type, well, we'll just wait. He's going to stand out. He's not going to compromise and try what some of the vendors say. Oh, well, you can get away with this or you should try that. He's not going to experiment. He's never wavered. And that's what's hard to believe in 76 years.
No, it has been
zero.
A little hard these past few years because of the virus situation and companies altering what they do. But he stands firm and he'll stay with his mother's process that she created all those years ago.
And zero preservatives.
Right. There's no preservatives on this. I mean, you put that in your hand and it's going to start melting. You put it in your mouth and it melts immediately.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain to somebody the difference of, you know, not accepting and standing. Because I've heard him on the phone, and he gets pretty stern.
He can.
They're doing their job, giving him the offerings, and he's like, nope, not going to do it.
Right.
All right, Robbie wants to take a break. Let me tell you where you can find Dorothy's Candies and get on down there. It's not Christmas just quite yet. It's going to be a busy week.
Oh, this is a big week.
I'm going to be making a couple of appearances down there. Uh-huh. And hey, if I'm there and I talk to you, you just may leave with something. I'm definitely in the mood to give. Dorothy'sCandies.com, as I say, is always on. And phone number.
Our number is 412-678-2723.
We'll be back right after this. Stay with us. Nan Cohen Total Talk. It's your Pratt Pack on KDKA Radio. Nan Cohen is back. Marlene is here. Dorothy's Candies. And it is that time. Now, can you get this stuff shipped still? Or are we getting close?
We can still ship it. I mean, you know, we're not the post office. We send via priority mail and however they're doing. You know, but people are very nice. They'll call this week. They'll still want it shipped. And they'll say it before we have to say it. I know it may not get there for Christmas, but I still want it to go out.
Perfect.
You know, so.
You know, it's funny. This week coming, it's been, you know, the steady flow has just been there. But, you know, I've missed out because I haven't been down there like I normally am of hearing the stories. So I hope I get to meet some people down there this week and really hear what's, you know, I love those stories.
Well,
when
we'd
talk
love
about
to have
the,
you.
Yeah, the generations and what it means. Because this is a lot of tradition for people. They come in this week. They, you know, as much as we say, get in there. They wait and do their thing, and their thing is this week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I get phone calls from people saying, I have to get my order in. I'm a day late or I'm a little early, but I want to make sure. You know, and it's wonderful. They look forward to it. They wait and look forward to it.
So what's funny is I got the recognition of the turkey leg from Dorothy's. I heard from some people about you, too. You answer the phone and actually take their order. I'm like, what do you think she does? She does it all down there.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I get in there too. We get the whole place happening and that phone is ringing and we're boxing up and filling the hallway there and they're getting out.
Rob, you have no idea when I tell you when you walk into the shipping department, it is like Santa, he would need like thousands of reindeer to get this stuff out. It's incredible. And how those guys maneuver the lot they're packing and schlepping. And I mean, some of those boxes are heavy.
Well, that's just it, too. I have an
association. That's just one stop at Dorothy's, you know?
Yeah, I have an association with the post office as well. You know, I know the people at the post office because to me, it's very important for what people order and want to get that I get it out there.
So truth be told.
We do our best.
Truth be told. It took me a while to figure this out. But, you know, everything there is made by hand.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing. It's all made by hand. But believe it or not, some things on the tray are just not up to Robert's standard, you know, because it comes through and it moves or it's bumped or it's touched.
Sample time.
It's sample, but it's really funny. They make, and can I tell them what you do with it?
Go ahead.
They make trucker bags.
That's right. Driver bags.
I call them a trucker bag.
I know, she always does.
The trucker, they're so, and for these guys, it's funny because they're there all year round, you know, and they'll come in and they know where their bags are and they
take them. Delivery guys love us.
Yeah, but it's funny because now they're working so hard, they're grabbing two or three of those bags and we're like, take what you want, you know. It's really funny because it's their energy and they're eating Dorothy's along the way.
That's exactly
what
they
say. This is the best job ever. And I'm like, you know, here, take some for your family, you know. But it's just perfect. And they so love it. They're always smiling when they come to Dorothy's. And obviously, they're smiling when they're leaving Dorothy's.
Oh, they pack up all of the boxes that we leave out in the hallway there, and they take those. But then they'll come inside,
right,
and they'll go, is there anything else? And we'll say, sure, don't forget your driver's bag.
If some of them just know what to do without the word, and you're like, they give you the smile or the wink. But it's just what, you know. Robert Gestahl always does.
He's
just
wonderful.
always thinks about it. So we've got the slide. I call this the slide. As we touch off of Christmas, we're going to be sliding right into Valentine's Day and then on to Easter, which is a whole nother specialty thing that we'll be getting into.
It's huge.
But everybody's going to take some time off, aren't they?
A little bit, but we're moving. We're already looking at the future.
I'm pretty sure I saw like Memorial Day and cookout stuff in one of the retail stores already. they're just flying.
We're not doing that.
But I will tell you, S'mores Bark is always available, okay?
Oh, no. There are things that we make year-round.
Yeah,
the special things for those holidays. We're not making them yet and having them out.
But the retail world just doesn't give you a chance to stay in a moment
exactly,
at all.
Exactly.
You know, they're already past Valentine's.
You know what I remember about the pound of candy, the box that was always put on the table at my grandmother's on Christmas Eve? Before you get to midnight, you'd go over, and everybody, because they weren't sure what the flavor was, They poke with their finger.
No, you go through the bottom. That's what we always did growing up. If you didn't know what it was, you just put your finger in the bottom of it.
You know what my favorite is? Coconut bonbons.
Oh, I love coconut.
That's my favorite of all time. Yeah. I have no idea. The pink, the yellow, the different. I love coconut.
Oh, you would love it. That's my second favorite, coconut
like
clusters.
No,
she doesn't.
Listen,
tell you, when I smell that coconut down there, it smells good, but I just can't do it.
Well, you did that with peanut butter. You weren't a big peanut butter fan, and now you love the peanut butter.
We're holding tight on that one.
I know.
But what's funny, I called it the mystery candy.
It's so good.
And you guys were poking your finger. I just took a bite and went, ugh, and spit it out.
But, you know, you could probably do some sort of knockoff with, you know, some instrument to make it look like it and call it, you know, thumbprints or something, because everybody does it.
Everybody does it. Come on.
I don't know. All right. I got to tell you, you're still in time to get your stuff. It's going to be a busy week down there, but we're looking forward to seeing everybody. Dorothy'sCandies.com. Get on there. Get your orders placed, because that means you're insured to get it. The store's opening hours and closing hours, Marlene.
Right now, today is Sunday. We will be down there from 10 until 4. And then this week, Monday through Friday, is 10 to 6. And Saturday will be 10 to 5.
I think I'm coming down so we can do late and we can eat afterwards.
How could you be there and not try anything?
Because that way I won't eat all the candy while I'm there. All right. Marlene, happy holidays to you, to all the listeners. This is my last show for the year, so I want to wish everybody out there a happy holiday. My holiday season's going to be a little different, but I'm wishing all of you the best of the best holiday. Enjoy, everybody.
Love to you, Nan.
All right, thanks.
All right, much love to one and all. And to all, it's not good night. We're just getting started. Stay with us. The news coming up next, and then Baird, Your Money and You, and then, of course, the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. We're going to try to fix everything that went wrong with the Steelers yesterday in 2 hours. That's coming up on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.